Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, so tomorrow's show is going to be a wild card. We were just talking during the break, which we're never supposed to acknowledge that we take breaks. But we're going to be at the brewery from 2 to 5 doing the show. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to do wild card holiday show. Like, no today game. Probably won't do around the sports unless Luca plays and gets a 45-point triple-double. And then we'll just tell old stories or just fart around for 3 hours.
Like, yeah, I think if we have any entertaining guests up there, we just hop on, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like Kent Scroggins from the O'Balls food truck.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to know more about why he started that truck.
The great Kent Scroggins.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Wait.
I think it's going to be a fun wild card holiday show.
Tommy Miller.
Oh,
what,
man.
What goes into making beer? Why do you like it?
Insane.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just going to mail it in, and then we're just going to see what, check out the environment, and we're going to get to the line of scrimmage, read the defense, and then call the play.
Okay, I like that. I like that a lot. So it's the kind of show that has to be seen to be believed. What? Huh. So come on up to Salina tomorrow and have a beer with us, because halfway through the show, happy hour is going to start.
Oh.
And then everyone's going to get lubed up. And then Ben's going to tell the gravy going to set it off at 7 o'clock. Tim Urban at 6. It should be a blast. But right now it's time for the weekday update.
And now Rodney Anderson presents Ben and Skin's weekday update, featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
The Yankees just released Rugi.
Unbelievable. I had him on my fantasy team.
Obviously, big Thanksgiving week coming up. If you guys are going to the store, you guys should go tonight if you're going to get to the store. Did y'all hear about the shortage?
Yes.
What?
You did?
A pumpkin?
Condoms.
Y'all heard about it?
If you need a condom, you better get it now.
You can just swing by Nolan Ryan's house. He's got a stack of his rubbers in the front yard.
At the food
pitching
shortage.
Rubbers.
Yeah.
What food shortage?
Oh, I was asking if y'all heard about it because I didn't know.
No, I didn't hear about it.
Oh, I didn't get the details either.
Oh, you're asking us.
There's a marshmallow shortage.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, things have heated up to the point of Christina 300, Ben 375, Skin 380. And we spin the wheel. The wheel has shape-shifted into something else, though.
How much was that last round worth?
About 1,000.
I don't know about that.
200 points. 200 points are on the board.
Whoa. This is a biggie.
Top seven answers. Have the top seven answers on the board. What are your buzz-in commands?
Hugo.
Stuffed.
I'm going to murder Pat Sajak.
Name a word that rhymes with election.
I'm going to matter Pat Sajak.
God.
Skin?
Erection.
Number two.
You gel.
Ben?
Number two.
Selection.
Number one answer, Ben. Pass or play?
Play.
He's going to play. He's going to play.
What is the category?
Name a word that rhymes with election for 200 points. Ben Rogers.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Detection.
Wow, it's good.
It's very good.
Number four answer, detection.
What's the word?
Well, the first one was erection selection.
Okay.
And then detection. So you're going to name a word that rhymes with the election.
Correction.
Really? It rhymes.
It does rhyme, but it's not one of the top seven answers.
Ejection.
Oh, I thought he was going to say something else.
No?
Not on ejection, no.
Hmm.
Yep.
Dang it. I suddenly can't remember if I just said this.
That's part of the fun.
I think I may have just said this. I'm going to go ahead and go down in, a, huh? in flames.
Go down on it.
Inspection.
I don't think you said that.
Oh, he didn't say that. Wrong one. It misfired, though.
Oh, God.
Oh, inspection's on there?
Christina and Skin can steal.
Man.
Name what? A word that rhymes with election.
What do you have over there?
I mean, detention.
The problem with that one is that it doesn't rhyme.
I don't know. I'm out of words. I have nothing.
I put connection.
Oh, okay.
And then...
That's probably a good one.
Predilection.
What?
Since we don't have any others...
Connection. Good answer.
Good answer, me. Let's go with connection.
Show me connection. Ben gets 200 points.
Wow. What a weird category.
You know what would be even better is if he didn't tell us the other answers.
Perfection.
Ah, perfection.
Rejection.
Rejection.
Collection.
Collection. Oh, we were so close. We were dancing around it.
Mm-hmm.
Section.
That doesn't rhyme.
People are stupid.
I hate them.
Spin the wheel.
He just cracked himself up.
200 points. Christina has 300. Skin has 380. Ben has 575.
Wow.
Top five answers are on the board.
You have a chance.
If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for?
But just stop. What? Everybody go home. Let's just all agree to go home.
Thanksgiving remote at Ruler Town tomorrow. Gonna be great.
I want to murder that Dr. Squirtle Sechak with my bare hands.
Okay.
Hey, bro, what's the deal back there?
Huge Al.
Ben.
Golly. Can
you buzzed in.
Give me
placeholder buzz in.
Figure out how to phrase this. Oh. I want all the money.
Number one answer, money.
What
number one answer, money. Ben, you had a pass or play.
Wait, hold
play.
On, hold on.
He's got to play.
Hold on. I want to understand this. If you could go back and ask the wizard for everything, what would you ask him? And then
you didn't say, no, that's not what the question
what
was.
What is it?
If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for?
Oh, okay.
So it's like asking a genie? Like, for wishes,
it doesn't make sense because he's a fraud behind a curtain. So I really don't understand the category.
Are we supposed to ask what they asked for? A brain?
A 100 adults were asked, if you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? And the number one answer was money. Okay. Ben's going to play.
How many answers?
There's five answers on the board. It's for 200 points. Ben, you're up.
Health.
Oops. Number two answer. Health.
Wow. Ben is nailing it, though.
He sees something in the Wizard of Oz I never saw.
Wisdom.
I don't understand any of it.
Dumbasses. Nobody wants
we
wisdom.
We won't stay stupid, man.
We don't want no wisdom around here. We don't want to read Facebook.
Got money and health. We don't need anything
You don't
else.
Need it if you've got these other things.
Okay. Eternal life. Really?
Goonga galunga.
Talent.
Christina and Skin can steal for 200 points. If you could go to the land of Oz and you can't, what would you ask the wizard for?
I thought it was the land of the lost.
I'm assuming one would probably be sex with Glinda the Good Witch.
Or huge dong.
Huge dong. Yeah. Can you, oh wizard... Can you give me a gigantic dong?
Okay, now wait a
second. Who's Glinda the
Good Witch? Is this the female asking?
100 adults.
Oh, that's a good question.
And what if it's a giant donged participant? He's not going to ask for that, so you got to factor that in, too.
Oh, okay.
So if
it's
it depends if the survey is full of tiny donged individuals or a bachelorette party.
In my experience, women don't like a big dong.
Are we?
Okay.
Well done, sir. All right, well done.
Are we taking. So the Glinda the Good Witch is still in play. Right?
All we have is money and health.
Sex with Glinda the Good Witch is still in play, unfortunately. money and health are the only things.
Like Fountain of Youth, right? Like everlasting life, or is that?
He said eternal life.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. Are you guys going to guess or what?
We could kind of merge that and say eternal.
Guess mine.
Erect. I would say an incredible, expensive, lavish home. I don't understand the premise.
That's money, though. I don't either, and that's the problem.
I mean, he's a guy that fooled all these flying monkeys.
You're thinking about it too literally.
It doesn't make sense. So that's why, look.
What would you want?
Let's go.
All anybody would ask for is all the money in the world or good health. And so for there's still three answers. It's going to be like eternal wishes, or it's going to be a big home.
Or never die alone, right?
Seven.
You don't want
to
die alone?
That got weird. I'm going to say a big, gigantic home.
Did you just name off a Bond movie?
It's suddenly the movie Up.
What did
you're going
say?
Big home?
You nope.
I think a big, gigantic home.
Gigantic home.
Yeah.
It's not going to be it. It's okay.
You know. 200 more for Ben.
I'm confused, too.
Number three is peace on Earth.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Duh.
Number four, superpowers.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Number five, love.
Oh!
Oh, never die alone!
Wow!
Damn.
You should have
spoken up, K-Ray.
Ben is at 775.
I tried, but I didn't know what I was saying.
Christina's at 300. Skin is at 380.
Me and Christina would like to combine our points.
Okay.
Nope. 400 points.
Fair.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Top four answers are on the board.
Four.
Name a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base.
I would like to murder that Dr. Sechak Squirtle. Harry Potter.
Number one answer. Correct. Harry Potter. Pass or play?
I would like to play, my lady.
He will play. All right.
What's the question?
Name a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base.
The Hobbit. I'm assuming Lord of the Rings is.
Lord of the Rings is the number two answer.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing as The Hobbit, dude.
He didn't say it, though.
I don't know that.
The Hobbit's the first one.
Yeah.
I read real books.
He didn't say it. He called it The Hobbit.
It's part of the series.
Zeppelin would like a word.
I read real books, man. I don't know.
Okay, so there's no X there.
Yep.
Okay. The Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
Okay, and then there's one more answer.
Mm-hmm.
Is it... I guess that whole series would be called The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. C.S. Lewis? Okay. Okay, that's all right. what is the question?
Name a fantasy fictional book series that has a large fan base.
It sure does. It's the one with the thing in it. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
All right. Great one, though.
Thank you.
I've only read one book, but it's great.
I'm down to one, Kevin.
Down to one.
Down to one number.
Let's go.
And the answer is that I'm going to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the final choice at the time that it happens. Call me Bond. James Bond. Okay, well.
Christina and Ben can steal.
All right, I'm praying that you have enough.
They will also be separate on this. They will be separate this now. Because we have a minute left.
Oh.
All right.
Well, there's one answer left. Christina, you can go first.
I'm saying Twilight.
Oh, she got it.
Oh,
she got it. She got it.
That took her up to 700.
That's incredible.
700.
Christina's at 700. Ben is at 775. Ben and Christina.
Yep.
It's now a showdown. Skin is now out.
Why am I out?
I don't know, man.
Name something hot.
Fire.
Weather.
You're out.
Why am I out?
What Ben said?
Weather.
Weather. Christina?
Fire.
Fire's the number one answer. 25 points for Christina. 725 to 775.
Wait, Skin answered that.
He's out.
But he answered
something,
that.
Name right. something
That's
you might
his
post,
answer.
Name, for 25 points. Name something you might post on social media.
A picture.
Yeah, I don't know. Update.
Dong status.
Ben gets it. Yeah. 25 points. 800 to 725.
I think I should still be in this.
Name a famous country singer.
Garth Brooks.
Ben, Garth Brooks, 25 points. Ben's up by 100. Name a shellfish you eat.
Shrimp.
Crab.
Crab, yeah.
Christina?
I said crab, too.
None of those.
It doesn't matter.
Alaskan shrimp's not on there.
Hey, Alaskan king crab.
Pigeon winner, got to go.
Oysters.
Yay!
I protest. I'm protesting this.
Tomorrow, we will do our show live from Rollertown in Salina.
Don't spin that.
Live remote. Come watch the show in Salina at Rollertown tomorrow, 2 to 5 at 7 o'clock. We'll do the annual retelling of the Gravy Gold Set It Off. We love you. The Russ Martin Show is next.